Rumors of the political demise of Essex County Freeholder President Brendan Gill proved greatly exaggerated, as his colleagues tonight returned Gill to a third term upon the board throne. In an alternative political universe, Gill was supposed to be collateral damage in the state chair's fight between sitting chair John Curry and Essex County Democratic chairman Leroy Jones, a consequence of the latter, win or lose, punishing Gill, Governor Phil Murphy's minder, for backing Curry over himself. But Curry and Jones resolved their political differences without the requirement of a human sacrifice in the form of Gill. So the freeholder president again assumed the oath of office tonight with Jones, slated to take the reins of the state party chairmanship after Curry's term expires, happily in attendance. Part of the We All Love Each Other After All theater piece is said to include an imminent endorsement by Essex County Executive Joe DiVincenzo of Murphy's 2021 re-election. As previously reported on InsiderNJ, New Jersey Democratic State Committee Chairman Curry and Essex County Democratic Chairman Jones announced an agreement regarding the future leadership of the state party. After considerable saber-rattling, Jones backed Chairman Curry and Vice Chair Peg Schaefer in the upcoming election for a new term leading the party. That term will expire in June of 2021, and Chairman Curry will support Chairman Jones to succeed him in the position at that time, with Vice Chair Schaefer as his running mate.